How will China's slowdown affect the rest of us? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Fresh data from China today shows the world's second biggest economy grew 6.6% last year, its slowest pace in nearly 30 years. Freya Beamish is chief Asia economist for Pantheon Economics.
It was bang on consensus, and that already is quite suspicious because it pretty much always is bang on consensus. And if we look at what happened to prices over that period as well, it looks like actually real GDP growth probably was below 6%.
And some people are talking about the fact that, you know, this is expected and it is responsible to sort of put some of the brakes on. So in your view, the slowdown broadly, is it a good or a bad thing?
It does seem as though corporations have hit the wall there with their ability to just borrow and prop up growth. So it's really left to the household sector to borrow and prop up growth. But actually, they seem to be slowing now as well. And they just aren't really big enough to take up where the corporate sector left off. So it was sort of inevitable at this stage that growth would be slowing. This slowdown is very substantially affecting the economies. And actually, the data that we had out from Korea this morning was a very dismal picture in terms of export growth there. Of course, there's the tariffs taken into consideration with that as well. But this was really a slowdown that has been in the pipeline from China since, I'd say, as early as mid-2016, when the authorities really started to try to tighten monetary conditions. And that's having ripple effects across Asia and even into developed markets.
Freya Beamish there. Let's do the numbers. Asian stocks are higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng ended up nearly 0.5%, but European shares are mixed as investors parse those lower Chinese growth figures. London's FTSE 100 is slightly higher as Prime Minister Theresa May heads to Parliament to explain how she intends to proceed with Brexit. Now, the meeting of business leaders at the World Economic Forum in Davos is bound to be a little smaller this year, with President Trump, Theresa May, France's Emmanuel Macron and India's Narendra Modi all staying at home to deal with problems. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa, too, has been forced to cancel after angry protests over a steep fuel price increase. Human rights groups say at least a dozen people have been killed by security forces and hundreds more beaten, tortured or detained in a crackdown that's provoked international condemnation. Taka lives in Harare.
Very angry and nothing has changed. There's no fuel to take in food into Harare, especially vegetables. The food remaining in here is very expensive.
Well, President Mnangagwa had planned to use Davos to tell the world Zimbabwe is open for business. The BBC's Andrew Harding has more.
The government insists the protests are being stage-managed by terrorists in the opposition and has promised more tough action. But many Zimbabweans insist public anger about economic mismanagement and a sharp increase in the price of petrol has brought people onto the streets. Human rights groups say at least a dozen people have been killed and hundreds more beaten, tortured or detained by the authorities. President Mnangagwa may be serious about wanting to tackle Zimbabwe's deep economic problems, but the heavy-handed instincts of his party and security forces are leaving little room for optimism.
Andrew Harding. Now, today is Blue Monday in the UK, so-called because Christmas is over, the weather is awful, and New Year's resolutions might be running out of steam. If your resolution is to eat healthier, the BBC's Victoria Craig reports on the inspiration for a trend big brands are cashing in on.
Veganuary is the latest hashtag to flood your Instagram feed. Brands from multi-billion dollar fast food giants to local pubs are cashing in on the craze. Pizza Hut even has a website dedicated to its vegan range in an effort to lure resolution makers.
My name is Jens Hofmeyer. I'm the CEO of Pizza Hut Restaurants in the UK. We started this journey about 2 years ago. The star pizza at the moment is our jackfruit pizza.
The vegan pie tops tomato sauce with the jackfruit, which has a savory pulled pork consistency. And then it piles on vegan cheese, sweet corn, onions, peppers, and barbecue sauce. But incorporating meat-free options hasn't been a quick pivot.
I can't tell you that, you know, launching a vegan range is a big moneymaker for us. And it's actually not the primary objective of doing it. If I just look at the whole development of a vegan menu, I would say that's well over £100,000, £200,000.
More options, endless temptations. But are customers buying it? We won't see sales figures until first quarter financial results are published in March. But if changes to menus are any indication, some customers are jumping on the bandwagon. McDonald's unveiled vegan and vegetarian options, coffee chain Costa added two new milk choices, and grocery store chains have heavily promoted their all-vegan ready meals. British bakery chain Greggs introduced a vegan sausage roll this month, and it's had trouble keeping the pastry stocked. That's despite controversy over whether sausage can ever be vegan, and not everyone on the streets of London is on board with the idea of committing to short-term veganism.
I think it's a bit pointless to only stop for 1 month because you haven't really changed your lifestyle then.
I'm not fond of it because I'm highly fond of meat and chicken and protein as well as eggs and milk.
So is the high cost and commitment for these brands worth it? And how likely are customers to stick to their January resolutions? I put those questions to Richard DeVisser, a professor at the University of Sussex's School of Psychology. He's studied the health impacts of resolution trends.
If you think about Dry January, 50% of them go back to drinking at pretty much the same levels. Where we find the change that happens, and this is just on 40% of people, are actually drinking less. And you'd expect to see similar things happening in Veganuary.
Back at Pizza Hut, the company's CEO says plans are in the works to incorporate veggie-focused pies onto the permanent menu in March. So whether you're seeking a temporary fix or long-lasting dietary change, there are plenty of options for those committed to making their vegan resolutions stick. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Jackfruit pizza and vegan sausage rolls. I did have a beetroot burger last week, and it was pretty good, I have to say. So happy Veganuary, or if you're suffering from Blue Monday, hope it clears up. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.